it's ticking all the right boxes, keeping people out of jail. People are happier, the community's happier, the elders are happier, the country's healthier. So, you know, what more can you ask from such a wonderful program?
This is an extremely detailed review. What's it like to finally see it out there and under the spotlight in Canberra?
It's extremely exciting for myself and the colleagues I've got up here also taking part in this. It's a big relief to show what's happening on country, promote what's happening out on country. And if you look at the range of program, it's showing so much benefits. If you look at what's happening in Indigenous Affairs, this range of program is probably showing more benefits than any other program that's coming out of Canberra or any other Indigenous funding or programs.
Would you like to see more Indigenous Rangers in Australia?
Absolutely. If you're thinking about a program that's ticking all the boxes, this is the one that's actually doing that. It's getting full-time and meaningful employment for Indigenous people. You know, part of his job also is giving them opportunity to stay away from unemployment, staying away from alcohol and drugs. It's helping the wider Australia, and we're looking after such a vast area of country. You know, we're looking after feral animals, so the biosecurity is part of that work as well. So definitely, I mean, it's ticking all the boxes, keeping people out of jail. We're also helping with education, with training, how important school, with some of the promotion we're doing in school. I don't think we have enough people waiting on the line to be part of this job. There's so much want to be part of the Ranger program.
And how much would you like to see the number of Rangers increased by?
Well, if we can double the current funding that's coming out of the federal government, that'd be fantastic. There's a lot of groups who are still struggling out there. If you can almost double the funding that's coming for this program, that's going to be fantastic. So we'll be able to employ more people, yeah.
In the case of the Bardi Jawi Ranger Group in the Kimberley, where do you see those extra rangers coming from?
Well, the ranger group spread through all part of the Kimberley, from a lot of people along the coast right to the desert. So around the central Kimberley, east Kimberley, right through all that area. And basically right through the, almost right through the state.
Quite a bit of the National Review focused on the Kimberley and the Bardi Jawi. What did it have to say about the impact that you've made?
We've been running for over 11 years now, and it's just showing so much benefit. It's given the opportunity to take young people, young men and women, who are pretty low and numeracy and literacy rate, and give them opportunity to be part of a wonderful work program. They're getting qualified in land management right up to Certificate 3. Our young men and women would never have this opportunity. They'd struggle just to get the driver's license, let alone be part of such a wonderful program.
How are those rangers perceived by the communities?
Definitely role models. The young ones are looking up. We go to schools. We do a lot of presentations. So we educate them about the land. We talk about managing the resources around country. At the moment, it's probably the biggest and most beneficial work program that's happening on country, and huge role model for the young kids.
What sorts of projects have the Bardi Jawi Rangers been working on?
We do a lot of environmental work, managing weeds, aquiso quarantine work along the beaches. We do a lot of monitoring. Beach restorations. We're trying to revegetate some of the monsoonal vine thickets. So we've built two nurseries for the ladies to take over that. Fire management is probably one of the biggest ones. Early season fire burning is one of the ones we're working really hard on to reduce fire, to reduce the impact of hot fires.
You know, a while ago I was talking to Philip Hams. He's a pastoralist on Gogo Station near Fitzroy Crossing. He believes Indigenous Ranger groups could do more with bushfire mitigation. Do you think that Indigenous Rangers could play a bigger role in preventing bushfires?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, some of the Indigenous groups are just waiting for pastoralists and said, look, can you come and assist with firemen? We can run my station or my area. So we're just waiting for that invitation so we can play a big role. We know that, you know, the DMP Peninsula is one of the hotspots for fires, and one of those parcel stations up there has just been hammered for the last couple of years.
Country Downs.
Country Downs has been hammered over the last couple of years. And, I mean, if you just, you know, we're more than willing to go there and do some fee-for-service work or in general just look after, if there's funding there to protect this area, we're more than willing to help, along with, you know, our neighbouring ranger group there, like Nyul Nyul, and hopefully another one might be coming up would be Jabba Jabba, so have a great big team to manage fire on that country, which benefit everybody.